1,150 hens touched down in Elmira, New York. The $50,000 flight was funded by an anonymous donor. Kim Sterla is with California-based Sanctuary for Farmed Animals, Animal Place. She says the hens flown east were part of the more than 3,000 rescued from what is called a battery hen operation, or an egg-laying factory.
There was a large battery operation that gave us the green light to go in. They were depopulating. And when you go into those battery operations, you want to take as many as you can.
Depopulated is a euphemism for gassed. Sterla says the man who funded the flight did so on the stipulation that Animal Place rescue an additional 1,000 hens on top of the 2,000 already planned. She says there was willingness on the part of sanctuaries across the country to take in the hens. However, the problem was and has always been transportation, as commercial flights do not accept adult birds and private transportation is too expensive.
So this is the first time kind of a cross-country hen flight, if you will, took place, right?
I would say absolutely first time. In fact, I think we should contact the, Guinness World Records, because I don't know of any.
Sterla says the hens were a bit overcome by heat during the flight, and rather than transport them to their final destinations of at least 9 sanctuaries, hen handlers thought it best to take them to Farm Sanctuary in Watkins Glen, New York, to recover. None perished. Jenny Brown is co-founder and executive director of Woodstock Farm Animal Sanctuary. She says they're ready for 200 of the hens, which should arrive Saturday.
We are ready. We've got a beautiful coop that we tripled the size of, and we've got nest boxes for them to go in and lay their eggs in privacy.
And she says there will be perches, sunshine, and access to the woods. Brown says she relishes watching the ladies taste their new lives.
It's as if they're walking on the moon. They've never had a chance to extend their legs like that and to feel the sunshine, and they just sometimes collapse on the ground and roll around in total bliss.
Both she and Sterla explain that the hens, which were caged from the time they were hatched and debeaked, had to be rehabilitated for about a month at Animal Place to learn how to be freer, to strengthen unused muscles, for example. Jennifer Abbotts is with Catskill Animal Sanctuary, which also will welcome 200 of the white leghorns.
And is this the first mass hen intake you've done?
we've done some other hen rescues. I think the biggest have been, maybe 100, but usually not this large at all, no. I would say usually we get, maybe 20 at the tops at the time.
She says they currently have 90 chickens, while Woodstock has about 85, 30 of which are roosters. Here's Catskill Animal Sanctuary's Abbotts.
Well, we're just so excited that we've been getting so much attention. I think it's great that people are sort of opening their eyes and willing to think about farmed animals maybe in ways that they haven't thought about them before.
She says the rescue provides an opportunity to educate the public about the factory life of caged hens and the starting point of much of the nation's eggs. And here's the Woodstock Farm Animal Sanctuary's Brown.
And it's a joy and a privilege and truly a profound honor for these guys who have suffered so badly to let them have a chance at freedom, to know some modicum of happiness in their life.
Some of these hens may be adopted, but do have special needs. Once recovered from their flight, the hens are headed to sanctuaries in Virginia, Ohio, elsewhere in New York. Veganism is the next evolution, or Vine, in Springfield, Vermont, and other locations. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.